Welcome to the new edition of Roadrunner Radio.
The Foothills Running Radio.
Hello, my name is Daisy, and welcome to the new edition of Roadrunner Radio. There will be Ruben talking about the desert region, Braulio talking about number lines, Casey talking about Akiak's story, Nicolette telling us how to read, Ryan talking about paintings, and Tanner talking about writing.
Hi, my name is Ruben. In this segment, you will learn about the desert region. First of all, did you know that there are four regions in California? Well, in this segment, you will be learning about the desert. You probably thought there was no water because it is so hot and dry. If you thought there was no water in the desert, you're wrong. There is water. The All-American River is in the desert, so there is water to survive in the desert. The desert region is rich in minerals, metals, sand, gravel, and stone. And just some of the minerals you can find in the desert. Also, if you or someone you know lives in the desert, they might be miners. Some people that are miners might mine those minerals. But in the desert, there are different plants and animals. Also, the land in the desert is sandy and flat. So I hope you learned a few things about the desert region. I also hope you like this segment.
Thank you, Ruben, for talking about the desert region. Now here's Braulio talking about the number lines.
Hi, my name is Braulio, and I learned how to do number lines. Are lines that keeps going and some line stops. And you have to find the number, but it is easy in the beginning. But you get used to it, and we have to do that on our homework. And we have to do it in our test. And we have to try our best in our test. And we have it in our list that we made with our teacher, Mr. Saskar. And he is the teacher who told us to write the number line. And number lines is the best thing I ever did in my whole life. Because it is fun to do number lines. And my teacher likes number lines too. He has to do it with us, but he does it in his laptop. And never mess with number lines. Also, give a hand to my teacher, Mr. Salazar, because he is the teacher and he is the best and cool teacher I ever have. Also, goodbye.
Thank you, Braulio. And now here is Casey talking about the Akiak story.
Hi, I'm Casey, and I'm going to tell you about the Akiak story. Akiak is an exciting story because it shows you a lot of things about Iditarod racing. Akiak is a smart dog. She knows which way the dogs have to go. Also, Akiak hurts her paw, and Mick leaves her alone at the checkpoint. Then Akiak goes through a blizzard. Also, some volunteers try to catch Akiak, but they don't. Then Akiak catches up to the team and wins the race. And that's what I know about the Akiak story.
Hi, my name is Nicolette. I shall be the broadcaster for this segment. I am going to give you some information on how to read. If you don't know how to read a word, start slowly. Say the word astonishing is in a book and you don't know how to read it. Divide it into groups. Put ast first, then on, and finally ish and aim. After you've done that, put it all together. Then once again, try to say the word astonishing. If it still doesn't sound right, keep repeating the process. There are Those are my tips on how to read.
Amazing.
Thank you, Nicolette, for telling us how to read. Now here's Ryan talking about his wonderful paintings.
Hello, my name is Ryan, and I'm going to tell you about painting. In painting, you can use swabs, brushes, small brushes, and big brushes. You can paint whatever you want, unless you're in school. An important rule is never paint bad stuff. In public, it's the law to paint bad stuff on the walls. When you do stuff like that, you can get arrested. You can be famous if you train a lot and paint really good. You can get rich and live in a big house somewhere very nice. But when you go somewhere, photographers will follow you for a long time if you're famous. When you die as a famous painter, you'll become history. Then everyone will know you, who you are, and they will remember you forever and ever.
Thank you, Ryan, for telling us about your wonderful paintings. Now here's Tanner talking about his writings.
Hi, I'm Tanner, and writing is very fun. First, indent and always start with the capital. Try to spell the words correctly, and grammar is correct too. But never write messy, and always make sense. First, pre-write, compose, evaluate, reverse, edit, and publish. But always read it over and never copy someone else's.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for our next Roadrunner Radio podcast. Thank you and goodbye.